Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I know I didn't get on here last Tuesday. I forget what happened because I don't really remember, honestly speaking. But something happened and I ain't come on. But it's Tuesday. I have a nice, sweet, lovable gift or guest, one of the two. She could be a gift too. Somebody want to buy it? They can. I'm just playing. I can talk about it like that because that's my friend. So I have a wonderful guest that's going to join me, and she's going to talk about everything that she do. And I'm sorry if I look a little tight, but that time change and that cold, that thing beating me up. I know people like, it is not cold. I'm freezing. Like, I'm freezing every day. So I am going to bring Janelle up, and she's going to talk about herself.
Well, hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey, everybody. So my name is Janelle, and I don't know. I wear multiple hats is what I do.
Well, you can start with any hat you want to start with. So what is the main thing that you do?
Well, I can say the latest thing that I do is that I'm working on a project called Social Sunday Spotlight that's here in St. Pete.
Okay, and what is that? What is Social Sunday Spotlight?
So Social Sunday Spotlight is down at the Factory St. Pete, which is located at 2606 Fairfield Avenue South. And we do this each and every Sunday. The event starts at 7 o'clock and it ends until, I know we put 10 o'clock on the paper, but literally everybody stays later until throughout the night. And what we do is we highlight and spotlight local artists, creators, or anybody that's doing a major impact in St. Pete. We spotlight them, whether they're a community leader, an artist, a creator. We're going to add an educational piece. So we're trying to get TD Banks and a lot of different organizations to be a part of this. We just partnered today with Black Power 96. So if you're familiar with DJ Eddie, which is the world's best DJ, and DJ Eddie is, you know, they call him the Ray Charles of music, you know.
DJ
Eddie. He's all of that. And so if you listen in on 96.3 FM on the dial, and that goes all the way from St. Pete all the way up to Dunedin, or you can listen live online at blackpower96.org. And then if you click the headphones, you can listen live and listen, you know, great music. We're about to really have local artists really on that channel. And because we really support the local music artists is what we do.
Right. So when you say you support the local music artists, what do you mean by that? Like, what are some of the things that you do to support the local artists?
So what we do to support the local artists, we have an artist spotlight, which is 1 hour from 8 to 9, where we spotlight an artist. So to give you an example, we had Nice. Was an artist that we had this past Sunday, and he was actually number one on the radio. So I was able to submit his music. He did the work, got the votes, and became number one. On top of that, we had PJ, Empress PJ, read a bio and highlighted about Nice, the artist.
Right.
And then we played his music videos, which were dope.
Right.
And then on top of that, he gave us a live performance, which right. was dope. And then at the end, we did a question and answer where the audience, which is now his fans, were mm-hmm. able to ask him questions about his journey and his experience.
Right. So what do you think that this artist spotlight or community spotlight, what do you think this is going to do? Like, what is the goal for it to do within the community?
It's really something that's going to show the community that we honestly support our local artists, our local talent, our creators, and anybody that's in the St. Petersburg community that's really doing a great impact. So it's really right now, we're making a point that we honestly support what's going on in the city. So no local artist can't say they're not getting support by the city. That's going to be BS now, because we have a huge platform where we support you guys. Like, we honestly support you. You get to come out, even if you don't get to do the artist spotlight, you can come out and be a performer. You get to shout out your social media platforms. If you have a website, if you have an upcoming event or anything that you have coming up, you have a platform where you can really showcase your talent. And then on top of that, you have a team of people who support you. Last week we had over 70 people there. And we plan to keep growing. Now that we're fully partnered with Black Power 96, I mean, it's unlimited at this point. You have the radio, a local radio station that's right. been in the St. Petersburg community for decades. You got Naps and PJ, who's been dedicated for decades supporting the local music and arts in the community. So you got a wonderful team behind you. So when we say that we're going to help you get to the next level, we're definitely going to take you and help you and direct you to the next level. We plan to have scouts out in the audience. Mm-hmm. So you don't know who's there that might be interested in you. You just got to come with your A game. Like, we're going to help you as much as we can, but we're going to tell you, hey, you need to promote yourself. You need to do the work.
Right. So if somebody wanted to come to Social Sunday and they wanted to perform or be spotlighted or, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that, so how would they do that?
If they want to perform or be spotlighted, they need to email me at socialsundays727@gmail.com, or they can call me directly. That phone number is 727-999-8756. They can call me. I can get them all the information that they would need to either do a full hour or up to 1 hour of an artist spotlight, or if they want to be a performer, they can only perform 2 songs, and they can shout out their social media platforms or their music platforms. So they just need to call me. And once they call me, that I email them everything they need, they get everything back to me within a timely fashion, which is, if once you shoot that email, we're giving you 7 days to get me all this information back so that we can book you a date and get you spotlighted. If you are an artist, you have up until 10 o'clock Saturday night to give me your music so that you can perform 2 songs. Mm-hmm. And you get to do that absolutely for free. So we're asking any local artist to come out and show out.
And then if they can't reach you by chance, is there another way, like per se, they can't reach you, or the email doesn't go through? Is there another way that they can, another person or another way they can reach out to someone?
They can also reach you, Demasha.
Not as well.
Yes, you know, they can actually reach you, and Demasha, you can shoot that information over.
Yeah, so you can reach me. If you can't reach Janelle, you can reach the social media page. So you can reach on Instagram. You can, Social Sunday 727 on Instagram. So it's Social Sundays 727. And you can get in a DM, which will probably be easier because I don't answer my phone. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, wow.
I'm just playing.
You said that. I answer my phone. You know, call me, text me. I'll answer your email. She don't. I'm just joking. She do.
Or you can send a text message to, hold on, because I feel it's business number is. If I give out his personal number, y'all never catch me because these people be on me. So, and if you want to send a text message or a call, you can call 813-709-9048. So if you want to be spotlighted in the, your community leader or your artist or, you know, whatever you do, if you do, we gonna have a person who paints art. So it doesn't have to be like a specific thing. So it's kind of like your spotlight. We have food, we have, you know, just entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's free for you to be spotlighted. At the moment, it's free for you to perform. So yeah, it's not free, it's free to get in. So yeah, it's not, you have to pay. It's a very nice venue. You can bring your family, your friends, your cousin, your uncle, nephew, all them. You know, you can bring all them folks with you if you choose to bring them with you. And then if you want extra stuff, you know, if you want to say like, oh, I want this kind of menu, you just have to get with us and then we can talk about how we can get that kind of menu for you.
That's true. Well, that's true. So I'm telling you, you getting top-notch treatment over here at the factory. And actually, it's Social Sunday Spotlight. So we put the spotlight on you guys. And right, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear it no more. There ain't no support in St. Pete. Like I said, I'm saying it today. That's BS.
Right. And so probably after the show, I'll share a clip from Social Sundays last week and the week before, which is really exciting. So if you're an artist, community leader, whoever you are, you could be able to do that. So we're done here, Social Sunday. Now tell these people what else you do, because you do a ton of other stuff.
Well, besides managing Sojo, the Ladies Champ, and Caleb Music, I am a life coach. I'm a mental health coach. Oh my God. What else I do? Girl, I have my own podcast, 11 Vibrations. Say that again.
Tell them about your children.
Oh, I got children. I got 7 children. I'm a grandmother. Let me see what else.
I just want y'all to know. Now this is my friend, so I could talk about. She sent me this 7-page biography. I said, this girl is crazy. I'm not finna read none of this. She better get up here and talk about herself.
I thought you was gonna introduce me.
No, I let people tell it. You know what's so hard is that people have a hard time celebrating themselves. People will send you, they will send you all this information about them, and then when it's time for them to talk about them, they like, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta celebrate yourself. Like you literally have to celebrate yourself. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't celebrate yourself, nobody gonna celebrate you. So if people don't know what it is that you really do. So I can get up here and talk about you because you're my friend. But at the same time, you need to talk about yourself because you should be proud of your achievements in the spaces that you come from to get to this space. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I don't do like long bios about people. Tell the people about you. Tell them what you do. Tell them, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you manage Sojo, Caleb, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
With 96, Power 96, and yes, it's a lot of other stuff going on. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So, yeah.
And then when you really think about it, you feel lifted, like, dang, I really do all of that. And I'm a mom of 7.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's amazing. I'm a mom of 2. I'd be like, seven, baby. I would be somebody's hospital.
I have a lot of people that say that, but you know, I kind of know my why, and I wanted to create a better life for me and my children. So I went through a deep, dark depression back in 2020. And so I had to reinvent my entire life. And you know, going to, you know, thoughts of suicide to really what's going on now has definitely been a major jump in my life. So I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm blessed, I'm honored, and I learned to live life and love it and laugh. And it was a point where I was at a very dark moment in my life, so I didn't get a chance to do those things. So I do take time to look at my growth, and I'm just looking at all the things that are coming into my reality now, and I know that I had a point of just really writing it down and scripting it out And right. when I tell you that works, that's really where the magic's at. You really have mm-hmm. to really sit down and write the life that you want and allow the universe to deliver it to you. I'm telling right. you, I've only been doing managing and working with artists for a couple of years. But right. I'm telling you, the way this is manifesting, you would think I've been in it for years. And I just right. had to been blessed to be aligned with the right people. And right. I guess God had purpose in my life. So, and I had purpose in my life as well. So right. I'm grateful. And as you know me, I'm very humble, but because you know, you be like, Jay, you up here. And I'm just like, I'm just me. You know what I'm saying? But I love what I do. Right. And it comes from a great place in my heart. It's definitely my passion. And I just want to see people grow and prosper. I really want to see people who just think life is over and really be like, no, it's not. You got to live. You got the power. The power is in you. And I really want to see more people use the power that's within themselves, because right. we are so powerful, and yet we don't even notice how powerful we really are. We're very powerful individuals. And coming together, doing this entire project with the Social Sunday Spotlight, I'm working with so many powerful people that's in the community and that really care about you guys. Like, if you don't think you have no support, then you need to be over at Social Sundays, because you're going to have a room full of love and fans and people who really support the local talent and what's really going on in the community. And we really want to see you guys get to the next level. I can't say it enough, because it's the truth. And I stood by that since I started with my first artist until now. So I'm not going to change that. And I work extremely hard to make sure that we put on a great show on Sunday. But it's not only me. I have a team of dedicated people who truly see the vision, and they care, and they want to see St. Petersburg, Florida prosper. It's time. Right. It's time for us to really grow, to work together, to prosper, to really do what our God-given talents are, and to really go out here and really get these artists, creators, and anybody that's doing a great impact in St. Pete. So I take my time to really go out here, and I find people that I feel, or even that I feel too, that needs that boost. But I also invite people who know that they need this boost and to email me, so I can get you to where you need to go. That's my goal, is really to get you to where you need to go in life. Because one thing I had to learn is, you got to know who you are, and you got to know where you're going. And those were the two things that helped me during my depression, was for me to know who I am and where I'm going, and to make sure that anything that I do, with great intentions and a great heart, because those things go a long way in life. And it's, so, go sorry, ahead.
Because I know you. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta cut her off. I got to. So, but the Social Sundays is not limited to just people who are in St. Pete, right? Since we're bringing the community together, I don't want you to think if you live in Tampa, if you live in Ocala, if you live anywhere, you're able to get onto this platform. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's really bringing the community together.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in this community, leaders, it's artists, and you know, like they say, hip hop is dead, but I don't know. And I'm probably one of the right. ones that really don't like a lot of the new music these days. So, right. but these young people, this week and last week, they really wowed me. Like, they really went off. Like, they was just going, and they was good. Everybody was good.
Yes, and they really they did their thing. So I am just, I don't know if I went off. Hold on, I gotta put my phone on do not disturb, because I just got a phone call. Okay. I know if I went off, but I didn't wanna I got a phone call while we were talking. So I just wanted to put my phone on D&D. so I won't be interrupted. But just to go back, Demasha, this platform is for anybody that's a local artist, that's a creator, a community leader, or that's doing an impact in their own community. We have a platform where we're going to support you. We're going to showcase your talent. We're going to make you feel larger than life.
Right. And so off the branch of Social Sunday, there is also something else that we do with Anai. So Naps is like what we call, he the boss.
So Godfather.
So, you know, and he also has a program, the Naps program, that if you are an artist and you need support, like you need some kind of stage presence or your community leader or someone, there also is a branch off. So if you come to Social Sunday and you say, look, I like this atmosphere and I want to take this deeper, you know, like I really like the way people perform and I want to be able to do that, you're able to have someone talk to you about the NAPS program as well. So, and you will continuously see Janelle in our face, and you'll continuously, she gonna send y'all long emails. I'm sending y'all one paragraph. So y'all know the difference between the two people. It's gonna be super simple, and it's probably gonna be a phone call from me, like, hey, listen, get a pen and paper and write this down. So, because I'm all about making people, empowering people, and not that she isn't, but I am like real strict on it. She know I'm real strict on it. She was gonna pour somebody a drink the other night. I was like, that's a grown man, he can pour his own drink, you know.
I was.
So, you know, so my empowerment is different.
That could have been my future husband, girl. You just blocked my blessing.
He was too young. That could have been your future grandson. No. He was about 15, 13. I don't know.
No, because he bet not. I poured him. It was alcohol that boy got.
He thought it was 21. That was not
he
your
He was legal. He was legal.
You're taking her offline right now. She's talking about him.
No, I'm just joking. Listen, you were supposed to live life and have fun. I'm joking. Yeah. I'm joking. She knows me.
Yeah, I know she's joking. So, but we really wanted to have Janelle on here so she could tell y'all everything that she does and celebrate her as well, because we put a lot of work and a lot of effort into a lot of stuff that we do. A lot of sleepless night. I don't think nobody sleep because we be texting each other at 2-3 in the morning. So, you know,
I don't know the work we go through to make sure that Sunday night is an amazing night.
Right. And the food be good. So
the food do be good because it's cooked by
me. So, and I put a lot of love into that food. You know, we ran out of food this week. I hope we don't run out next week, but I feel like we are. So
it better not. It's my birthday. You're going to have to go back to the house and cook.
No, ma'am. We're going to put you a big side plate to the side. So then you don't have to worry about it. You can just eat off your little plate. But come and enjoy yourself. You know, come and celebrate what's going on. Maestro on here. Hey,
Maestro.
Hey, boo.
I haven't talked to him. He better be coming out for my birthday this Sunday.
Yeah, it's Jennifer's birthday for Social Sunday. So make sure you tell child she got a banging outfit. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Don't tell him.
I ain't telling on that after this. She better come strutting.
I'm going to come strutting. I wish Naps would put me to work Sunday. No.
Naps, I hope you're not listening to this. She said that, not me. Not me.
I'm going to get jumped.
Right. So is there anything else that you would like to share with the people?
Let me see. Y'all better come show out this Sunday.
What's the address so that they know what the address is?
2606 Fairfield Avenue South. It's going to be at the factory, St. Pete. Black Power 96 is going to be our special guest. It's going to be my birthday. Yes, I'm a Scorpio. $100 are acceptable. Y'all see the money in the background.
You ain't even say 20. She's talking about $100 are acceptable.
Look at that money.
Okay, she already got the money, y'all.
No. But all jokes aside, just come out. Let's celebrate. Let's have fun. Let's Caleb Music is gonna be performing. I heard it's gonna be a bunch of performers. It's a group called CFN. Mm-hmm. LNG, which is Lifting and Gifted, is gonna be there.
Right.
Sojo, the lady champ, is gonna come and make a guest appearance real quick because she's coming back from her concert that she did in Atlanta, Georgia. Right. But she's coming to show out.
I think I'm gonna perform
too. Oh, Demarsha's gonna be there. The Empress PJ gonna be there. Nap's gonna be there. We got the camera crew, Victoria and Patrick, they're gonna be there. Wow, I don't know. I might have some guest appearances show up. I don't know. So I ain't gonna say no.
Spread the word.
Yeah, so you gotta spread the word. Right. You definitely gotta be there. I think J Baby is gonna be another performer. We got Misty, she's gonna be there, and she's one of our she's definitely down for the local artists, so she's gonna be there. We're gonna chill out, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna eat some cake and ice cream, I think it's gonna be curry chicken, rice, cabbage,
peas,
you know, peas, hunch punch, $5 hunch punch.
Y'all can't say much. Not just playing.
Look, we gonna turn up, you know, bring that money, support me. No, I'm just playing. Just support the local artists. It's definitely about Social Sunday Spotlight. You gotta know me. I'm a jokester. They know me. So, but all jokes aside, it's really a platform for you guys. It's for you. This is something that been instilled in me to do. And I'm really connecting the dots. And I'm really, I mean, we partner now by a radio station. And then y'all don't even get it, how big this really is. So I'm telling you, I want you to invite 5 other people to come and let's have fun. Let's party tonight. Let's, you know, I need somebody to get in that cipher. You know, it ain't going to be me, but I I'm a manager, so I got a ghostwriter. So it's nothing for me to drop some bars. It's nothing.
Oh, wait a minute now. I'm going to go ahead. Y'all sign me up for the cipher because I got a rap, so.
Okay, well, come on, let's do this, Demarsha.
Sign me up for the cipher. I'm gonna manage myself and I'm gonna do the cipher at the same time. So,
and then guess what? And then Monday, I'm gonna drop my mixtape. What's up? What's good?
Hey, well, you know, it is what it is. You gotta get that money. So, but I definitely appreciate you coming on and being a guest so that we could get the information out there about Social Sundays.
Definitely.
And it's every Sunday. So, like, if you got to work this Sunday, every you're Sunday. Like, oh, I got to work every Sunday. We there. Food.
No, music. They going to call off and then they going to come.
You can't make them folks call off, girl. Now they'll be calling somebody. Do y'all pay rent? Because they lady told me to call off.
That was on you.
Y'all go to work. If you got to go to work, you go ahead and go to work. Because don't listen to her talking about call off, because when it's time to get that money, so
they know how to pick up that OT.
They want you to share the information again.
I'm joking. So listen, y'all. Okay, it's called Social Sunday Spotlight. The address is 2606 Fairfield Avenue South in St. Pete. If you need help, I'm going to put out some breadcrumbs. And you follow the breadcrumbs, and that's how you get there. If you really need help, call 727-999-8756.
I'm gonna give you the other number.
Give her number. She not gonna answer, but I'll let her give you the number.
I just want y'all to be prepared, so now don't be thinking. So, and if you need extra assistance, if you can't reach Janelle, or, you know, sometimes people are more comfortable talking to people that they know. And so if you know me and you feel like I want to call her, you can call 813-709-9048. And if you're not comfortable talking on the phone, you can just text us because we can just get your email and send you all the information so that you can be spotlighted or that you can perform after Social Sundays, which would be great. So after the spotlight starts at 8. We start at 7. So we got DJ Flocko. We mentioned DJ Flocko.
Ooh.
You going down. So
DJ Flacco.
DJ Flacco, what on the
world's best DJ.
So we got DJ Flacco doing the music. He started at 7 playing, you know, doing his songs, and it's a vibe. So you can
it's definitely a vibe.
And relax and you know, yeah. Get heard. Bring your business cards if you you can bring your merch with you.
Yes.
So, and if you don't have merch, maybe you need to start getting merch. So when you talk to one of us, ask us like, hey, you know some people who can get some merch for me done. Okay.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And then also too, it was something I was about to say, and I really lost my train of thought.
It's because it went straight out.
I know it's been a long week. I had to really catch up on some sleep Monday, but I lost it.
It's okay.
And I know it's gonna come back. It's gonna come back, but it's all good.
Okay.
Just make sure y'all come out, and we do this each and every Sunday. It's getting bigger and bigger. We want and just invite people, show out. Let's eat. Let's have fun. Let's. I'm going to bring out Monopoly and Uno. So we're gonna do an Uno tournament this Sunday.
Okay, Monopoly and Uno. Okay.
Yeah.
If you are competitive and you don't like to lose, you will not play. No. You will not play. You will not be slapping the cards on the table like they spades or dominoes. So, y'all.
Listen. I don't know. We might play some spades, though. I better get a couple packs of playing cards. Okay, so I'm going to do Monopoly, Uno, and... Oh, hey, that's how I started. That's how we started, you know. Yeah, so, but, you know, we're going to put up the big money.
So she only want to play for a penny. She wants y'all to bring $100 bills. So you cannot play if you got pennies. But you can play with me if you got pennies, because I don't like to give up my money.
Okay. So y'all can go over there with Demasha. But for the big ballers.
You're right. I'm not a baller. So very frugal.
Goodness.
So yeah, definitely, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Anytime.
So one thing that we do on Zip Off Motivation is before the person leaves, I tell you to leave the people with something that's positive or something that's going to help them. But you wait a second, because I got to give you special instructions. Okay. All right. You have not the plan. You ain't got 2 hours to give them something.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna be quick. Be the best version of you. Just it. Just be the best version of you. Every day, just work on you and recreate yourself. Never give up. Don't believe what other people tell you. You are the author, the creator, and the director of your reality. So don't listen to nobody else but you. The power's in you. And never give up on you. You have the power to create, to recreate time and space. So get you a notebook, say your affirmations every day, trust you, love you, and just be the best version of you.
She got me over here crying on this plan. But I mean, in the reality, she does in a little bit, because I know where she came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew her before this moment. So she just really got me crying, y'all. Like, I'm always telling her, like, you're amazing, you're doing a great job. Because like I said, if you knew the person before she came to this person, then you would know, you would understand. But because y'all don't understand, but I understand. So that's why I'm a little teary-eyed, because I'm very proud of her, and I'm very proud of the leaps, and I'm very proud of the things that she's done to get to this space. So that's why I'm always telling her, like, you on top, you got it, let's go. What are you doing? Stop sending me them long old emails.
No, my shit. Oh, sorry. But my business is gonna be right. Her,
but I knew it was a matter of minute before a customer came. She did good, y'all. She didn't cuss the whole time. I was so proud. I didn't want to say nothing though, because I was like, I ain't gonna say nothing. But she didn't cuss the whole time. I'm so proud of her, because she would let them customers fly, baby. But
No, my business or our business is going to be straight. I don't care. No one's taking nothing from me. I didn't work too hard and I ain't losing nothing. So I'm telling you, we're going to be A1.
Right.
So I'm sorry, y'all gonna get them long emails, but I'm telling you, you better read them because they're important. It'd
be taking me like 2 days to read them. I'd be like, let me finish reading this email. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. But again, I appreciate you for coming on the show. I appreciate
you're welcome
for being on the show. And I didn't even hit the send thing. So there go the address to Social Sunday. That's crazy.
Hit the send.
So they're going to address the Social Sunday, like she said, every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Celebrate. This weekend will be Janelle's birthday. So we're going to turn up. We're going to have curry chicken, yellow rice, cabbage, plantains, peas. We're going to have all that stuff. And then I'm going to be exhausted. So when y'all look at me, don't even look crazy. Just look like, hey. So,
yeah. Yeah, but she's the cook, so we're gonna be nice to her. We're gonna be nice.
Y'all be nice now. Y'all tip the cook now. Tip the cook for that food.
Yeah, tip the cook. Bring the hundreds. Bring the hundreds.
Oop, yeah, bring the hundreds. Don't be coming up there with $2 tomorrow. You tipping the cook and you got a big old plate. Now, this man. So, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everybody who commented and supported. For everybody who shared. Yeah. What I'm supposed to say again? Like, share, subscribe. Okay. Like, share, subscribe. Yeah. Zip Mouth Motivation on every single platform. And Janelle, where can they find you?
At Social Sunday Spotlight each and every Sunday. Doors open at 6.
What is
I be too busy to be on social media. I mean, you could go to Instagram, Social Sunday 727 on the Instagram, but y'all know I be working, man. So you're not gonna find me on social media. You could call me 727-999-8756. I'm gonna answer my phone because I know it's about business and it's about them dollars. So I'm gonna answer.
Your future husband, right? He gonna call you tonight because you done gave that number out like 6 times. Not this plan. Give it out one more time. Not this plan. I'm just playing.
He better call tonight if he know what's up.
I'm gonna get her off the show, y'all, because she finna really start cutting up. So, but we appreciate y'all. We love
you're welcome.
And definitely, all right.
I love y'all too. And everybody that's listening to this podcast better be out this Sunday, or I'm going in the subscription and I'm gonna find you.
Oh my God, y'all know what? Love y'all. Good night.
Bye bye. Love y'all.